B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
It's 4 o'clock hour, and this should be a fascinating hour, and I'll explain that in a minute. The 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Well, during the break, I spoke on the telephone with Microphone Man.
You did
Microphone
what?
Man. I've invited him to come on the show. He is very emotional. He said he's been getting harangued all day, and he sounded interested to clear his soul here, and he's very upset and emotional about this, and he feels sick about it. So I told him that, listen, this is all about his side, why he would decide to act that way, and if he's remorseful, he could do himself a lot of good by confessing his remorse to a radio listening audience. I think he could do himself some good. Now, it's up to you on how you take it. But he seemed to be very earnestly upset about the behavior. So I will give him a chance. Hopefully he calls us. He said he needed a half hour to calm down.
Wow.
He's having problems at work. He's having problems with his wife right now. He's gotten a bunch of guys that have reached out to try to help him. So I have some empathy for the guy.
Yeah,
But that was the point in the first place, to figure out what made that tick.
And now that explains that if he feels that remorse, and I'm going to assume he's being genuine, and that if his wife has something to say, that means it's out of character for him. Because if it was in character, his wife would know who mm-hmm. he's what he's about, and it would be no issue.
Uh-huh.
Clearly this, at least to outsiders, is out of character for him, which means that this could be the exception to his behavior, not the rule. And now that would obviously be better for everybody if he's not like this all the time.
This is actually a life-changing moment for the guy, I think.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too dramatic about it, but when you bear a soul where you know thousands of people are listening and they've already formed an opinion on you in the first place, you can only help yourself unless you just go goofy. We await his phone call.
The guy Henry mm-hmm. Has deleted that those social media posts that you read.
He informed the Microphone Man informed me that that's not really Henry.
Okay,
did I tell you?
Okay,
all right. You know, listen, I'm gonna give him a chance to speak. My only question to a guy who does something like that is, what made you do it? And you just can't blame it on alcohol. Let's go to Ryan in Mayfair. Ryan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Ryan?
So why can't we just blame it on alcohol? These morons that come out every Sunday at 8 a.m. and tailgate all day, I don't understand why we always have to say it's us versus another city. I've gotten in fights with Eagles fans just by walking by because I wore a jersey they didn't like, the color, you know what I mean? They act like buffoons no matter what. You know, the last Eagles game I went with my ex-brother-in-law, who's my best friend, different color skin, and we had Vic jerseys on when Kevin Cobb got knocked out of the game. We got, like, tarred and feathered, you know what I mean, in the freaking upper deck. And we were Eagles fans, and that was the last game I'll ever go to, and I've been to a million other, I'm, like, emotional about it because
They're not all buffoons. This is a really good fan base. There are some buffoons.
We have a really great fan base, and we love our fans, but like the woman that called earlier in this night, I feel her because I'm afraid to just walk by because I know with me and my knucklehead friends, you're looking at each other, eyeing each other up, just saying who's going to just say something first just to go at it.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like a pissing contest, and I don't understand Why we? It's like our fathers had this macho thing at the vet, man, and we got to be tough and beat up everybody, and now we got to bring it to the link and keep the same attitude.
See, here's the way I look at it, right? And like, human behavior is an interesting phenomenon, right? Somebody who would be triggered by alcohol to do something, to me, there's something missing inside of them, and that's why they grab onto this so tight.
There's
not enough outlets for these folks that act this way.
That's common. That's like a lot. Like, you know.
Well, that's why I'm trying to discuss it openly.
Yeah, we all have issues. You know what I mean? We all have issues at home, at work, at personal, religious, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it doesn't make it okay that 9 a.m. when you hit the switch off and become a total, you know.
Yeah.
A whatever.
No, so, I get you. Cool. I get you. That's why we're trying to make a dent in it today.
I hope so. I would like to go back to the lake and enjoy myself. But even wearing my own colors, I've been in fist fights. Like, it's not fair that I have to be, you know, a middle-aged man now, still thinking I'm a 19-year-old kid having my first beer.
I got you. I totally agree with you, man. Like I said, there's something indigenous to the climate of this football fan base where a semblance of people just feel like it's their entitlement to act that way. I don't understand it. There's a lot you're never going to understand about human behavior. But to me, there's a vacancy in people that would look to do something like that. Let's go Matt in Jersey. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Matt?
What's up? I don't want to ruin what's gonna, you know, the guy coming on or anything, but I just want to give my two cents about the issue or what happened. You know, I'm in my 30s now, early 30s, and when I was in my 20s, I used to go to the Eagles games, and I was in college, I went to sports games, and I was drinking to get drunk. And now that I look back on it, and I was acting out, and you know, look, I don't drink anymore because I can't really. Well, I could, but It just seems like they're angry, or might have been angry at something, and they took it out in the wrong way. When you get that drunk, you know.
I agree with you. That's what your phrase "acting out" is a great phrase here, because acting out is precipitated by something deep inside.
Yes. Yes.
So if we can get to that, then maybe we can, you know, get to a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, like for me, I had personal issues, and I wasn't able to share that with anybody at the time, and it took years, you know, for me personally, I had some serious issues. I know a lot of people who had similar type of issues, but, you know, it took a lot of growing pains, and it took a lot of me reaching out to certain authority figures along the way. And there is life after, you know, once you recognize what's going on within yourself and show a little more self-respect, you know, that's, and self-love, you know, you got to have self-love and self-respect. And then, I mean, it's okay. For me, it took some crying, but it's not crying all the time after that, you know, you're not crying all the time after that. There's going to be some hard pain, but like, I'm just saying, I remember drinking and going tailgating, and it's a couple beers in, it seems fun, but maybe, you know, I remember escalations, just they weren't the funnest thing, and I don't know, I can see that, like it's like the last caller said, he's looking at himself when he's 19, I don't want to be doing the same thing either, but I can see where certain things are happening.
All right, thanks, buddy, I appreciate your call. All right, so they were this Henry's Posts.
Yeah, Booney helped us out. Booney went and did his digging, and so thank
you. So he deleted him.
He deleted him.
This whole crew is now under siege.
Yeah.
And maybe it needed to happen.
Well, people also say that early in the day, one of the news channels, I don't know which one, went around to different tailgates, and they talked to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this was about in the morning news, and they had a bottle of Makers in the background. Already early in the morning that particular day.
Well, like I said, we've already documented they start drinking at 3 o'clock, and you have to be there at 3 o'clock. I assume that when they assemble, they start drinking. Now, that means they're driving under the influence to get to the stadium. And then once they get there,
they take their pictures. They're there. They find a lot that opens at that time.
There's no lot that opens at 3.
Then I guess they sit outside because the pictures are in the dark.
Really? No, yeah, it doesn't open until 6, I think.
I think they sit outside the lot for hours because they take pictures in the pitch black talking about where's everybody at from the location.
Hopefully the guy calls up. And he's getting harangued by his boss at work. The boss is threatening to fire him. The whole bit. All right. So I think that for him to come clean is the best thing he can do. And I wonder, and I'm going to have to do this, and I hope it makes him cringe, but we're going to have to play the sound of him on the microphone. Because that's the real come to Jesus moment where you realize you've hit, that's almost rock bottom. And you got to realize that you're a grown man and that's inappropriate.
No, you're right.
Let's go to Mark and Voorhees. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark.
Hey, Mike. First time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
I want to share experience with you. I'll start off my older boys now. We're all Philly, big Philly, every sport, except for one of my sons is a San Fran 49er fan, and he got that from my dad. But we went to a game back in 2004-2005. My son, I bought him a ticket for the Niners came in, like I said, Monday, I think it was either Sunday night or Monday night. So him and I were there. I'm all in Eagles. I have a Mike Mamula jersey, actually, and he is in a Jeff Garcia jersey. And he's 14, probably 13 or 14 years old. So we pull into the parking lot. We got a couple sandwiches. He's wearing his jersey. We're in the car. And we hear the verbal, you know, all the verbal stuff, and you know, which is, you know, okay, whatever. So we're about to go. I'm trying to make this as quick as possible, but it's a really good experience. So have patience with me. So we get to go. We're about to go to the game. And I turned to him. I said, look, I'm not going to tell you not to wear the jersey. It's really up to you. I'm not going to, you know, but I said, it's going to get worse. You heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get worse. Do you still want to wear it? And he looks me right in the eye and says, yes, I still want to wear it. And I said, okay. So we're walking in. We hear, now, again, Garcia at the time, if you remember, they thought, cursing at me. They're yelling at me, cursing at me, telling me, you know, how could I let my son do this and blah, blah, blah. Long story short, we're up in the upper level. And halftime, they're losing. The Eagles are losing. And I said to myself, I said, the worst thing that could happen is the Eagles lose. So sure enough, second half, we start getting stuff thrown at us from up above, pretzels, food, whatever. So the game ends, Eagles lose. I say to my son, we're not going anywhere. Let these idiots get out of here. And we're, you know, so we don't have to deal with this stuff. So we do. Usher comes up to us and says, sir, you got to leave. And I said, I understand. And I explained to him why we were waiting. He says, I don't blame you. We just found somebody, a San Fran fan in the bathroom, just got his butt kicked. I said, well, exactly. So we're walking back to the car, which unfortunately was a mile away or so. And we're walking down and we're hearing a lot of stuff. And all of a sudden, to our left in a parking lot are two groups of 15 people, 15 guys. And they're yelling or whatever. And I said, Ryan, just keep walking. All of a sudden, a beer bottle passes our right past our head. And I stopped and I'm ready to black out. And I'm like, all right, let's just go. Let's just keep going. So we started running. Another beer bottle from the same group. Thank God there was another group right next to them. And one, I hear one of them yell over, yo, what are you doing? He's got a kid next to him. What the frig are you doing? So thank God they stopped throwing.
Yeah, and that's the responsibility of everybody. Okay? It's the responsibility of everybody. It's being a human being. You see that kind of thing happen. Do yourself a favor and stand up to it. I know maybe it's at your own personal peril. You can't let that kind of stuff go on. As a human being, you can't let it go on.
Well, and this is where the whole thing needs to transcend football. kind of, because I think we get so locked in and our team and this and that. But like, this is where the line is crossed.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're just not being good to your fellow human.
Right.
Like, this is football is great and we all really, really, really love it. That's why we're all here. Mm-hmm. That's why you go to the games. But at what expense? I mean, I hate to say it, it's a game. It's a game. It's a life. It's like a livelihood for us here. Yeah. But it's a game, and you need to just be better.
Mm-hmm.
Be better.
And why else do you go to a game? Because at this point with HD, the way that it is, you can watch and get the replays and everything at home. You go partially for the human experience. You go there for the camaraderie with the fans, because you can get a pretty darn good experience at home at this point. If you can't handle the human element of it in 2019, just stay home. It looks good on your big TV at home. Like, just stay home. If you don't like you should enjoy the human part, not look to tear down other humans at a game.
You know,
like, it's silly.
The thing is, the great dilemma, you know, the two crushing forces here is that, you know, it's easy to say it's your right to wear another jersey. Simple, right? Because it sounds foolish to say you can't wear another team's jersey. But you have to understand that here, our behavior is not sophisticated enough to handle that. All right? All right. So now the moment has arrived. Microphone guy, and I won't say his name here because I want to have a good conversation with microphone guy. He joins us on our special line here. Now let's bring him in. Microphone guy, how you doing today?
I've had better days, Mike. I've had a better few days, to be honest with you.
All right, so let's get to the root of this situation. And I need to ask you, because we played the audio, and it sounds terrible. And I don't know if you've heard the audio, but when you hear your behavior, what do you think?
To say I'm embarrassed is an understatement. To say everyone involved there that day, everyone in our group is embarrassed and in shame is an understatement.
Okay. I mean, I feel you now, but let's go back to the moment when you're doing it. And because there are a lot of people that don't get that kind of behavior. You're a grown man. Why would you get on a microphone and be vulgar and be crazy like that? What prompts it?
It starts out as a joke. I mean, ribbing, you know, stone busting. I don't want to use the other word. You know, and then I think some of it is a little bit of the mob mentality takes over. There's a lot of us there.
And they're goading you because they're cheering you on. They're laughing at you. I get it.
Not just goading me. It's everybody. It starts farther up the row. And here they come. Here's one. All right, get them. And the next thing you know, it's gone too far and you're nationwide. And you're almost unemployed, and you're almost divorced.
All right, so, and we'll talk about those ramifications in a second. So you're basically doing it. Your motivation is to do some sort of comedy routine,
right? A ball busting prank.
Right. Okay, and you got a cough in front of you, the whole bit, and you know the priest, and you do the whole thing. But where does it cross the line where the vulgarity that comes out of you and the nastiness, are you not aware that of it? Is the alcohol taking away any semblance of sense that you have?
The alcohol is not an excuse. It's a big part of it, but it's not an excuse. There really is no excuse. It starts out fun, funny, a harmless joke, you know, and then it just gets, as the day goes on, it gets worse and worse. We know it. We've addressed it ourselves. Trust me, since this incident, we have all addressed it ourselves.
All right. So this has been a moment of clarity for you here.
No, this has been more than a moment of clarity. This is, as you described after you came back from break, a life-changing moment.
Okay, let's go. First of all, is it true that you guys start drinking at 3 a.m.?
It wasn't 3. No, it was closer to 5. But yeah, it was entirely too early. Everybody was really pumped for opening day. And, you know, the birds are back. And you know, we got to top with that prank that we did last year. And yeah, it's just spirals out of control quickly.
Would you like to hear the sound? Would it help you at all to hear the sound?
Like I've seen it. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've been, for 2-3 hours.
All right, for the people, Tyrone, for the people that haven't heard this, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I think that we have to go into this whole clarity thing here. And I want you to hear this and listen to it closely and then try to figure out why people have the reaction.
The 49ers! Get the out of here, dude! And you think you were going to skate by? Marcus Mariota and 49ers fan. Mama be in Espanol. That means suck my.
All right. Now, I hear all the people laughing. And how does that make you feel when you hear it?
How does it make me feel?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like crying, to be honest with you, which I've done a lot of the last 2 days. I'm sitting here talking to you. My hands mm-hmm. are shaking. I'm sweating. I'm getting embarrassed. I have other people from the tailgate here who are shaking their heads. They got tears running down their face listening to that audio play through the TV because we got you on the TV as well.
All right. So, like, I don't know. Like, the vulgarity that comes out, and your son is there, too. So, like, is there, like, are you thinking of that part of it?
Honestly, no. In the moment, it's just, all right, guys, all right, let's top the last one. You know, everyone in our group will be, all right, here comes one. You got to get them. Don't say the same joke as last time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not just me. We pass that microphone around, and I'm not trying to put blame anywhere else. Right, everyone that was there that day is culpable in one reason.
I assume this is not the first time you guys have done something like this. That you have that same F lot spot, and this is part of the whole shtick. So, like, why can't you just have fun and be civil without the vulgarity, without the yelling at people?
Well, one of the things you're missing is, usually after it happens, one of us runs over, hey, sorry, man, you know, we're just having fun, blah, 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 breaking balls. We wind up hugging and or shaking hands or something, you know what I mean? Sorry about it. Here, have a beer.
All right, let's get to the Mike Scott part. How does that develop?
As he's walking through the lot, again, you got everybody on the sidewalk in 50 feet of us, you know, in left or right. We had no idea who he was. We say, all right, here comes another Redskins fan. Here comes a Redskins fan. And then we all just start in on him. And nobody knew he was an NBA player. The minute we found out he was an NBA player, you want to talk about hearts sunk, grown men with tears in their eyes.
All right, but wait a minute. What you guys are haranguing him, and what's his reaction to it?
He was not happy.
He comes over to you?
He was not happy.
All right. Did you guys use any kind of racial slurs towards him?
It's been coming out that it has. There's a lot of us there. I want to say no, but I would probably be justified in saying yes, someone did, yes.
Okay. So that may have set him off. He comes over, and then what happens? Are you guys now get your back up?
Pushing and shoving, and now it's, you can't, again, it's like the mob mentality. You can't let him get over on you. He doesn't want to back down. It was just a bad situation. It should have never happened, and I can tell you it'll never happen again.
All right, so your son actually got into the scrap with him, right?
At the time, I didn't know, but yes.
Okay, now, when did you find out it was Mike Scott, and what did you do from that point on?
Probably 20, 30 minutes after. We immediately, a handful of us from our group, a lot of guys split, went home, but a handful of us went immediately into to find a supervisor for Wells Fargo Security, immediately went into the security room in the basement of the Wells Fargo and tried to contact the Sixers and Mike Scott himself. We were there for hours trying to deal with it, trying to apologize.
You didn't go into the game?
We did go into the game, but we left like halfway through the first quarter after we started to realize what was going on.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at these posts from somebody who identifies himself as Henry. He's got a picture of all you guys there, And he's posting negatively about Mike Scott. Mike Scott is the P word or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And he's ripping into Mike Scott. When did he do this?
Stop you right there, Mike. That is not Henry.
Well, who is it?
I can't tell you who that is, but that is not him.
Is it a member of your group?
He is a peacemaker. He is not an instigator.
Okay, but is this a member of your group who posted this stuff?
I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Well, why would it have his name on the account?
Could be somebody trying to stir the pot, make this.
Are you trying to protect Henry?
I'm sorry, say
that
again?
Are you trying to protect Henry?
No, I'm not trying to protect Henry.
All right. Well, listen, I don't know what to say about it. It sounds like you are trying to do that. I am really sorry that this happened to your life. Because, you know, you're describing to me on the phone call that we had earlier, your wife isn't happy about this. What has happened personally to you as far as your wife goes, your boss, and all this stuff?
Personally, almost every friend I have that knows is walking away. I've been threatened with my job. Friendships are gone. My wife is irate. My kids are embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. It's just a bad thing all around. It should have never happened. And we have taken, Mike, we have taken corrective action to make sure that any of this never happens from our group again.
All right. What corrective action are you talking about?
Monday, yesterday, we all spoke, and our tailgating days are done. We broke up our crew. I've gone so far as to give up my tickets for the rest of the year. And if it's an issue, I plan on not renewing. Because this is an embarrassment to the city, the fan base, the team, both teams, everyone involved has to handle this in their own way. We've all set plans in motion to handle this and end this right here, right now. Like I said, we tried to reach out to the Sixers and Mike Scott. Maybe you can help us do that. No one feels, I understand earlier somebody called in and said people are hiring lawyers. There's no one hiring lawyers.
All right, so you're not planning to sue Mike Scott?
Absolutely not.
And your son is not planning to sue Mike Scott because he was in the scrap with him?
Absolutely not.
All right, listen, Ed, it sounds like you realize you made a terrible mistake and your heart's in the right place and you're trying to make amends. And I'm sorry that this has had a negative impact on your life. But I think, in a way, you needed some kind of clarity in your life on this because it sounded like, you know, the behavior of somebody who was really hurting inside. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, and I shouldn't play amateur psychologist, but when you act out that way, there's something inside that's disturbing you.
I don't know if I would agree to that, but there's definitely something wrong, and we're going to do everything that we all have to do to rectify it and make sure it never happens again.
Okay, and does your wife believe that?
I hope she does.
Okay, right now you're trying to get her acceptance also.
I'm trying to gain everybody's trust and acceptance back. It's going to be a long process. I understand that. Everyone involved understands it. Everyone involved has friends and family who's walking away from them. All of us.
All right, listen, I really appreciate you because it showed a lot of courage for you to come on. I appreciate you coming clean. I appreciate the words you had to say. And I wish you the best of luck trying to overcome this.
Mike, thanks. Go Birds. Again, everybody, our whole crew, we all apologize. It should have never happened. It will not happen again.
All right. Thanks. That's Ed.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Sounds like he's genuinely remorseful about what happened. I don't know how anybody else feels about it. But
early on social media, they're not buying it at all.
Okay.
Well,
people are entitled to do what they want to do. I gave the guy a forum to talk.
Well, and he did confirm that someone did call Mike Scott a racial slur.
Yes.
Correct? Okay, so that has nothing to do with football or teams or jerseys.
Right.
Put that out there.
That's just racism.
Yeah, that's just racism.
Generic racism. So,
and I think this guy needed that in his life to review his life, to review his behavior. If it's true that he busted up the tailgate, gave up his tickets, he's showing some kind of remorse. And I don't know where the guy goes from here. But let this be a lesson to other people, because it's a cautionary tale here that when you act this way, there could be some ramifications that could affect your life in the negative. And I know that you probably didn't think that as you're having fun drinking, going to a football game and trying to rally up and get hyped up. Sometimes you're going to go too far and cross the line. That guy had some personal loss here. 610-632-0975. We'll take a break. We'll come back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic. Fanatic Sports Update.
BT Down, this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Robbins Diamonds and Tax-Free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. For Mike Garofalo, Eagles defensive tackle Malik Jackson is expected to miss the remainder of the season with a Lisfranc injury he suffered on Sunday. He'll have surgery next week. Eagles begin to prepare to face the Falcons on Sunday. Sal Pal joins Mike at 5:15. Phillies opened their series against the Braves last night with a loss 7-2. Aaron Nola allowed four runs over the first two innings. Nick Pivetta gave up a three-run homer in the seventh. Jason Vargas is on the mound tonight. Do your next home improvement project right by shopping Lowe's for deals throughout the store. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, you know, as homeowners, we've been conditioned to think that spring is the best time to restore our lawns. It turns out the secret to having a nice green lawn is fertilizing and seeding in the fall. That's why I trust my lawn to Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn's safer, organic-based lawn care products will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service, they are able to restore your lawn's health and beauty. For more than 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. And whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn has a customized treatment that will give you the lush green lawn that you've always wanted. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. So call Natural Lawn today. Take advantage of their limited-time offer of free seeding every year. That's right. They're going to seed your lawn every year free of charge. Restore your lawn's health and beauty by calling 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED for Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Listen to Mike Missinelli's Sound Off, weekdays at 5:45. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Amy, what brings you into the Xfinity store?
I heard a drum roll. What's the big announcement?
It's the best deal of the year on Xfinity.
That deserves better. Give me the sticks.
But we're talking huge savings.
I heard that.
Plus even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile.
That calls for a little...
Amy?
Sometimes you gotta let the sticks take the wheel, you know?
Hurry in today. The Xfinity Best Deal of the Year ends September 16th. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get huge savings on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for only $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. With a free speed upgrade for a year, and you'll get $100 back. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. You could get $250 back. Don't miss it. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After 2-year agreement term and 1-year speed upgrade promo, regular rates apply.
Well, you know, football is here and it's better than ever. And you know when it's really great? When you can lay some money on it. That's right. And luckily with FanDuel Sportsbook, you can bet on every football game from anywhere in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia and do it risk-free. That's because FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you a risk-free bet up to $5. $100. Sign up using promo code Bob and place your first bet. If you don't win, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel Sportsbook has plenty to bet on. We got the money lines. We got the spreads. We got the parlays. We got a lot more. And guess what? Special promos running every day. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning fast withdrawals. If you're looking to place your $500 risk-free bet, I've been telling you all summer, get it on the birds this Sunday night over Atlanta. You can get up to $500 back if you place your first bet on the birds and don't win. Sign up with my promo code Bob. That's promo code Bob to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. Download FanDuel Sportsbook now.
Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
As we return to school and work, all of us need to be aware of our surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. If you ride NJ Transit trains or buses or live or work near a station, you know when something just doesn't feel right. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Stay alert, stay alive.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Get rebates up to $1,500 in special financing with approved credit on a new heating or cooling system. See your independent American Standard dealer for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. That's AmericanStandardAir.com.
This is Brian Westbrook. If you need maintenance on your vehicle, go to Meineke for all your automotive repair needs. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads. Meineke, doing car care right.
Men, there is a new revolutionary treatment for erectile dysfunction. And the best part? Absolutely no medication involved. If you are about to buy Viagra or Cialis at your local pharmacy, stop. You do not have to. Forge Medical Group's board-certified medical director and team is offering the newest, safe, wave therapy technology that can restore your love life without the use of pills. No injections, no surgery. Listen to what our patients are saying.
Visiting your clinic was the best choice I've made. Wish I had come years ago.
No doctor could help me. Forge Medical has changed my life.
The treatment was easy. Forge Medical Group is working with men to put them back in the game.
Our guarantee to you, there is absolutely no pill and no injection. This is a completely new ED treatment. Appointments fill fast. Call now 610-632-8181. That's 610-632-8181. Call 610-632-8181.
Want to win a pair of passes to the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Nationals at the Maple Grove Raceway September 12th to September 15th? Go to 975thefanatic.com and register now. For more information on the Mopar Express Lane NHRA Nationals presented by Pennzoil, visit NHRA.com.
All right, it's 4:37, the Mike Mussinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. You just heard the guy on the microphone who we've been playing that vulgar sound, and it sounds like he has had a rough day based on his behavior, and the downside is that he's going to have to live through this and make some changes and maybe get shunned by some people for doing it. But he sounded like he earnestly wanted to make some changes in his life. So whatever your reaction was to it, we'll take it. And we can talk about anything you want to talk about at this point. 610-622-0975 is how you get in. Let's go to Ed in Wilmington. He's back with us. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ed?
Mike.
How are you, Ed?
Hell of a job. That was, I knew when you opened up this can of worms today, it was going to be the whole show. And I believe that man. I believe he does feel quite guilty about what the hell occurred to the point of giving up their season tickets. And, you know, they say you can't change culture overnight, but I commend you for giving it a go. And I think there's probably further changes to come down at Philly. In the parking lot.
Actually, I agree with you. And I think, see, here's the thing about this. The vehicle of Sports Talk Radio gave me the opportunity to ferret this out. And if we hadn't been able to do that, maybe that guy doesn't understand the ramifications of what he did. And so now that he understood it, maybe it translates to other people.
He reached out, and I believe he's legitimate. I don't care what people post anymore on that keyboard. I believe that he feels bad about what went down. And I commend you again for taking on that challenge. And we'll see if we can change it a little bit so our stadium and fans are a little bit friendlier place to go.
Yes, that seems to be the goal.
So good job, Mike.
All right, Ed. Thank you very much. Let's go to Harry in Connecticut. Harry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Harry.
Hi, Mike. How are we doing? Long time.
Thanks, Harry.
First-time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
I was actually in F1 last on Sunday there.
Hmm. But you witnessed the whole thing.
I didn't witness the whole thing. We were at the tailgate that Mike Scott was actually trying to get to.
Uh-huh.
And we were waiting with open arms. We had a pizza with his name on it, tomato pie.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of sucked. I didn't get to meet Mike Scott, you know?
Oh, so this derailed Mike Scott from getting to your tailgate.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So, just wanted to call in and say, sorry, Mike. You know, most Philly fans aren't like that.
And you know what? Maybe he learned a little lesson, too.
Yeah, he sounded
he's not at fault here, obviously. You know, the racial slur was thrown at him, the whole bit. I can get where he would react. But again, it's like he's got to learn about the jersey part of it is going to make him a target, especially because he's a pro athlete in this city.
I mean, I used to have tickets in the 700 level, and I thought it was getting a little better, you know. More family oriented, but
you know, what? Maybe it is. You know, these are isolated tailgate areas where we all have seen this happen. We all would love to have it wiped out entirely, but you know, the alcohol fuels the hurt that's inside people. That's why we like. There's something we grab onto this thing so hard and we take it so seriously. It's filling in for something that we're lacking. I think.
Yeah. Well, our tailgate started at 6:30 in the morning as well, but everyone would have loved to see, you know, we embarked the other fans and welcome them with open arms. So
yeah, I get it. I mean, I respect the tailgaters that go through the immense preparation, setting up monster grills, putting up tents, making a major production. Is one of the great things about tailgates.
When I was down there, I stopped by a couple of tailgates prior to the game, and I was having FOMO. I was like, there's a part of me that just wanted to be out there hanging out because it is such a fun, good environment for fans to get together before the game. It really is, and it's just a shame that this type of stuff overshadows it because, like you said, there's so many people who dedicate so much time and energy to making it a beautiful day just to celebrate the city. That's what it should be.
You heard the guy say, and there's no excuse for it, but it's obviously, you see, when you hear the people laughing in the background, and it's like a snowball that he starts, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and he gets more carried away and carried away and carried away, and the alcohol fuels it, and the laughter fuels it, and then there's no control over it.
Right.
And I think the guy learned a major lesson about himself.
Yeah.
All right, we need a break? All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Sal Powell will join us at 515, 610-620-975. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 4:48, Mike Missinelli Show. Very interesting day in Sports Talk Radio, even though it's really kind of make a left turn from Sports Talk Radio. Sometimes they're the most entertaining shows. You know? Or I could sit here for 4 hours and say, Malik Jackson has a Liz Frank injury. That's terrible. The Eagles won Sunday. That's good. You know what I'm saying? You got to have some combo. Now, I'm watching the Phillies game last night. Do we have the lineup, by the way? We have today's lineup. I forgot to mention it because we got all caught up. Not that it really matters. Doesn't matter what the lineup is.
Still matters.
Here's what bugs me. It must be me. I don't understand the cheering that goes on for mundane, regular occurrences. And I tweeted this last night. I'm watching a game. It's a 7-1 game. Nobody on base. And Reese Hoskins hits a single. And fans applaud like it's something. You know, to me, that's golf clap territory. Like a ground ball out. Is it me?
No, that's not just you. And had it been 4-1, and you think, okay, we can
different.
Get that different. Once it's 7.
7-1 is golf clap territory.
Yeah, no cheering at all until they get it to 4. Like, until it's,
I know
until
people,
they get it to 4.
People are conditioned to cheer for something. Like a single, when it's 7-1, you go through the effort of clapping for that? Like, maybe I'm too cynical.
Now I'll be down there Saturday.
I don't know. Are you going to the ball game?
I am going to the ball game.
You bailed out on the team. How could you show up?
Somebody's
it's a violation.
Somebody's hooking me up in a suite.
I didn't say you can't take the spoils. You can't take the spoils once you bail out. There's no interest for you in that game.
I was already playing. I can't say no. I would insult the person with a suite. If got a suite, they got suite money. And I can't insult
people with
cash.
See, if you stood up
for
yourself, you go, nah, man, I can't do it. Sorry.
Can't do it. I have to go.
I'll be at the game on Saturday, but I'll be working as a member of the grounds crew.
What?
Oh, yeah, Natalie's part of the grounds. It was supposed to happen, but remember she hurt herself? So it got delayed.
What is this about?
I'm doing a little piece on it. On a day in the life of a grounds crew member. Stay tuned.
A piece for who?
For my column. My Philly Voice column.
Oh, you put video on that column?
I can, yeah. Pictures?
She also going to talk to the people and see what they really do.
Yeah.
And paint the picture.
They sit around and wait for raindrops to come down.
No, they don't. I'm obsessed with this. The way they do everything, they manicure the grass.
You're talking about the manicure and the grass?
Oh, I'm doing it all. I want to be running with the big thing behind me.
The blowers to put the sunflower seeds, that'll be her.
If you're that interested, you should come over and watch me plant my tomatoes. I put some hard labor in there.
I like the grounds crew at the park. I'm obsessed with
the grounds crew
in
the park is sticking a spade in some raised dirt to turn it over.
It's going
to
be me.
Are they doing that?
No.
No. Are they aerating the soil for good planting?
When I retire, my dream is to be part of down there at Clearwater. I'll live down there and be part of that Class A. Those guys, I'm obsessed with those guys down there. I spent my whole time watching them when we go to spring training.
Yeah, that'll be me.
I want to do that job. I would love to do that job.
The only thing is my mother's concerned that if it rains, you know how somebody just got stuck in the tarp? Like, what if I got stuck in the tarp? They'd have to cut me out.
You would get stuck in the tarp.
I know.
Look at the weather report.
That's
no rain, 83 degrees.
What if we have our daily monsoon at like 8 p.m.?
Oh, stop. Then you're already done. You're doing most of your work before the game.
I know, but I have to stay and help get the tarp on the field.
No,
I actually
you just get
secretly
out of the way
hope...
door the tarp net.
Why?
Because you're fragile and clumsy. I don't need you out there hurting yourself with a tarp. You know you're not good at that.
I really want to put the tarp on.
What's the temperature going to be like at State College this weekend?
Oh, how's State College?
Is it supposed to be nice here?
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice there, too.
It's going to be beautiful.
It's supposed to be like in the 70s out there, low 70s. I saw a report because of the gambling thing. Low 70s, cloudy, but no rain.
Oh, cool.
That's right now. So we'll see.
Sounds good. Not really up for a noon game. It's a little too early, the noon game. But, yeah, we're on some tailgate people. Let's go to Eric and Trenton. Eric, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Eric?
What's up, Mikey?
How you doing?
Yeah, Nat, don't get out in front of that tarp. But, I want to applaud the microphone man for coming on the radio, manning up. But I don't think he's fully remorsed. I think he's just doing it because his wife wants to divorce him. And the first thing I was thinking, all the obscenities coming out of his mouth is like, how did this guy ever get a woman to begin with to have a kid?
Well, listen, I don't know if he's telling me the truth, but his version is that they were so upset that it happened that they left the game, and then he went to seek out at the Wells Fargo Center some security people at the Sixers to try to make amends with Mike Scott. I don't know if he's telling the truth or not. That's what he said he did.
And then the latest part of that is he reached out, and he reached out to this organization.
I never heard him say, first thing I'm going to say is I want to apologize to Mike Scott, or the last thing I want to say is to apologize to Mike Scott.
Well, the guy was frazzled, you could tell.
Correct.
He's had a rough day. I get it. I think he really, this hit him in, like over the head with a frying pan. And I now he's got to repair what the damage that this caused. So, I mean, I at least give the guy the credit for wanting to make a change, realizing that he was terribly wrong in what he did.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. But he did reach out, and, you know, I mean, that's a battle right there. Mm-hmm. And hopefully...
Oh, we lost Eric. Eric blacked out. All right, 5 o'clock hour is at Sal Powell. Will join us. I hope he's been listening to the show. He knows what's up with that. I'll have some views on that. 610-622-0975. Sal Powell 515. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.